What I just want to communicate to you, if I communicate anything, is that you have the freedom and the power to function effectively in this world. The week that Princess Diana and Mother Teresa died, Di got all that visual coverage. Mother Teresa got a little bit less. But they were both digital people that you had come to know only in and through digital images. Another person died named Viktor Frankl. He couldn't get on television. When he came here last time to this country, they wanted to book him on the Today Show. They said nobody would know what he says. Nobody remembers his book. Besides, he speaks broken English with a German accent. Nobody's interested. And then Princess Di, Mother Teresa, bless her heart, a media maven if ever there was one. She knew how to be a digital president. How many of you met Mother Teresa? Exactly. But you know her in and through her digital presence in your life. Nobody knew Viktor Frankl, but when he went through the concentration camp when he was a young man, they took everything from him that you can take from a human being. They took his name, and they gave him a number. They took his clothes. We put on our suits without thinking of the social support they give us, a prop for a role and a way of being. They gave him oversized striped pajamas. They shaved his head. They beat him up all the time. They killed every member of his family. And what was even worse for him, they took his paper and his pencils. He was writing a book. They wouldn't let him write a book. They wouldn't let him think. They tried to take every shred of dignity that the human being had, and he somehow survived and figured out when he looked back at it that I survived because I had a reason for which to live, a purpose for which to live. And he wrote the book, Man's Search for Meaning, Humankind's Search for Meaning, we would say today, in which he discovered that if you have a reason to live, you can survive anything. When I say that people have freedom and power, I don't mean by freedom the ability to do whatever you want whenever you want to do it. I mean the capacity to respond the way Viktor Frankl responded to whatever circumstances of life you encounter with dignity, with resilience and elasticity, and with genuine heroism. Power is not the ability to dominate and control. In a hierarchical structure that might work, but in a web or network you exercise power by contributing and participating and creating the structures that enable and allow others to participate and contribute. Power is the ability, and remembering that you have it, to take what you have got and put it out there into the world in your moment of time, which are passing like tears in rain, so that for the moment there is a feedback loop that gives you information that you have made a contribution and you have made a difference. That's what's still true in the digital world. It isn't about chips. It isn't about routers. It isn't about switches. It's about what it has always been about. It's about you.